Thank you, Lord, for being our King. Thank you for being our King, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for Jesus. Aren't you thankful? And now, Lord, as we come to the preaching of your word, would you touch our hearts? And would you minister to us as only you can? You are a King, Lord, who is eternal. You are a King, Lord, who is everywhere. And you're in this place. So God, touch us in your power and through your word. In Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Well, Merry Christmas. It is that time of the year. I'm not joking. It is. It's that time of the year, and we need to get into the Christmas spirit. And when I say the Christmas spirit, I'm talking about the spirit of Christmas. It's Jesus Christ and Him crucified. We need to celebrate. We need to be reminded of how amazing it is, the incarnation of Jesus Christ. And again, our series is Exceeding Great Joy. For all of our guests who are here today, I just want to mention, I would love to personally thank you for being in service. If you would do me the honor of going to our hospitality suite, directly behind you is a foyer, and you'll see a sign that says administrative offices. And my wife and I, we have a gift for you, and we would love to personally thank you for being in service with us. Exceeding great joy. Today we're going to focus on the joy of expectation. Note takers, write that down, the joy of expectation. Now, there is such a thing as joyful expectation. A couple of months ago, CJ or Casey and Brianna called me and they said, hey, we want to bring some gifts over. We missed your birthday and we want to bring something to you. And so they came over to the house and they gave me a birthday card. It was a late card. But this is the card, and they were so sweet to think of me, and they also got me a tie, and I love ties, and so I enjoyed that. And I went to close the card, and guess what? There was this picture. And you probably can't see that, but that's a picture would tell somebody that someone's pregnant. And it said, arriving April 2017. And I want you to know, there was so much joy in my heart when they gave that card to me because Sister Soda and I had been praying for them for a long time. A long time. And I was just about to take Casey to the library and have him read a few books to make sure he understood the science of everything. But I want you to know this is sitting on my dresser like this. Just like that. It's on my dresser. Everybody say joyful expectation. Oh, I'm so excited. And I have joyful expectation. Do you remember the expectation, the joyful expectation of Christmas presents when you were a child? I was blessed to be a part of a good-sized family, extended family, aunts and uncles. And I want you to know there were more than a few presents under the tree when I arrived at Grandpa and Grandma's house. And it wouldn't take long for the kids to start to migrate to the Christmas tree and begin to take inventory of the presents with their name on it. Did anybody ever do that?
Nope.
Did you ever take inventory of the presents with your name on it? And we'd pick them up, we'd look at them, and we would try to assess what was inside the box. And of course, if it was squishy, we weren't interested at all because we were the kind of family where, yes, you could get Fruit of the Looms for Christmas, and you could get, t-shirts or whatever, and children just aren't interested in clothes. They just aren't, and they want to hear something that rattles, and they want to hear something that sounds like a toy. And so, I was so excited about Christmas. I believe we opened our Christmas presents at Christmas Eve at Grandma and Grandpa's house, and so the day before Christmas Eve, we would already be there in Des Moines at my grandparents' house, and that was the hardest night to sleep. It was so hard. By the way, I was always, I always slept in the same room as the Christmas presents. And I didn't have the courage to open presents ahead of time at my grandparents' house. I won't say that about our house. I won't say that never happened at our house. But I might say that at my grandparents' house, I never did open a present ahead of time to sneak. But I would lay there, and I was in this fold-out bed. And I'll never forget the sound of the clock. When things got quiet, you could hear the clock ticking. And there's the glow of the Christmas tree. And the presents are there, and I'm supposed to go to sleep. And I get to open these presents, you know, the next day. It was so hard to sleep because of joyful expectation. It's just a wonderful thing to feel when your heart is filled with that kind of joy. Your heart is filled with that kind of hope. And the passage that I read to you before we introduced our singers was from Matthew chapter 2 and verse 10. The scripture says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Now, a good question to ask is, who were these wise men anyway? Have you ever wondered that? Who were they anyway? Now, there are a lot of traditions referring to these men. Some of the traditions are that they were three kings. And the idea that there were three, the Bible doesn't say there were three. We just know there were three gifts. But the Bible doesn't say there were only three. So we don't really know. And then the reference to kings, we don't really know that they were kings. There are traditions that say that they were representatives of three families of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Noah's sons. They came from different lineages. And one of them is typically pictured as an Ethiopian. And then there are names that are given to them. Again, it's not in the Word of God, but it's a tradition. I don't quite know where it all came from, but Caspar, and Balthazar, and Melchior. And then amazingly enough, there was a Catholic bishop who discovered the skulls of the three wise men. That's another thing. And it's quite a coincidence. It was a bishop. And he found the skulls. Just, whoa, hey, check it out. Three of them. And he immediately recognized them as the three wise men. So I don't know how he figured that out right away, but he knew. And so today, you can go and